Title: OH Snap. Supreme Court rejects substantial competitive harm test for key FOIA exemption. Content: On June 24, 2019, the Supreme Court ruled that Exemption 4 of the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, which protects from public disclosure, trade secrets and commercial or financial information obtained from a person, that is, privileged or confidential, does not require a showing of substantial competitive harm for information to qualify as confidential. The court's ruling represents a sea change in how the government must protect information under this important exemption. As discussed in our previous blog article, the case Food Marketing Institute versus Argus Leader Media, 588 U.S. 2019, FMI, involved a FOIA request made by Argus Leader Media, a South Dakota newspaper, to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, seeking the yearly Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, sales figures for every grocery store participating in the program. After the USDA refused to release the store-level SNAP data, citing FOIA Exemption 4, Argus filed suit, resulting in both the trial court and the Eighth Circuit ruling in its favor. In so ruling, the lower courts applied the test first enunciated in the D.C. Circuit decision National Parks and Conservation Association, v. Yamorton, 498F.2D765, D.C. 1974, which required a showing that disclosure of commercial or financial information likely would cause substantial harm to the competitive position of the person from whom the information was obtained as a condition to the applicability of Exemption 4. In a 6-3 majority opinion authored by Justice Gorsuch, the Supreme Court rejected the substantial competitive harm test set forth in National Parks. In interpreting the meaning of the term confidential used in Exemption 4, the court looked to what that term's ordinary, contemporary, and common meaning was when Congress enacted the FOIA in 1966. The court found the term confidential meant then, as it does now, private or secret. The court then explained how contemporary dictionaries suggest two conditions might be required for information communicated to another to be considered confidential. First, information communicated to another remains confidential whenever customarily it is kept private, or at least closely held, by the person imparting it. Second, information might be considered confidential only if the party receiving it provides some assurances it will remain secret. As to which of these conditions must be met for information to be considered confidential under Exemption 4, the court held that at least the first condition has to be met. It is hard to see how information could be deemed confidential if its owner shares it freely. However, the Supreme Court declined to resolve whether privately held information loses its confidential character for purposes of Exemption 4 if it is communicated to the government without assurances the government will keep it private, because resolution of that issue was not presented in the case. Rather, it was undisputed that the government had long promised FMI's retailers it would keep their information private. In other words, the court left open the question of whether a party could disclose information to the government without requiring the government to keep it confidential and then later assert in response to a FOIA request that it is confidential information subject to Exemption 4. The court proceeded to explain, substantial competitive harm is notably lacking from dictionary definitions of, and early case law interpreting, confidential as used in Exemption 4. The substantial competitive harm test traced its origin to what the Supreme Court characterized as a selective tour through the legislative history conducted by the D.C. Circuit in National Parks. The D.C. Circuit heavily relied on statements from witnesses in congressional hearings years earlier on a different bill that was never enacted into law, which failed to comport with the official committee reports that are consistent with the plain and ordinary meaning of confidential as private or secret. In addition, the court noted how National Parks has drawn considerable criticism over the years, including from the D.C. Circuit itself. Finally, the court found unpersuasive Argus attempts to salvage the substantial competitive harm test, rejecting in turn Argus arguments that confidential has a specialized common law meaning.